This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Census Bureau released its yearly poverty report. More than 46.5 million Americans live below the poverty line. That is a whole lot, but the poverty rate, that is the percentage of the population below the line, didn't change. Neither did median income. And that might go some way toward explaining why, even though the economy is technically in recovery, a lot of people just aren't feeling that. And one big reason is, here it is again, wages. Marketplace's Noel King has that.
I met Ryan Navalis about a year and a half ago. He works at a social services organization in Los Angeles called the Midnight Mission. Ryan loved his job, but he was struggling financially. Earlier this year, he was promoted.
I've, gained a title and more responsibilities, and so that comes with more money, frankly.
He got a 10% pay bump, and now he has a car to get to work.
Yeah, that's a whole nother set of responsibilities and costs that you have to factor into all that.
All that includes rising rent and supporting his 9-year-old daughter. So he still has things squeezing him financially. That wage trend is something that Jane Waldfogel has seen. She's a professor at Columbia University who researches poverty and inequality. She noticed something in today's census release. By one measure, the level of child poverty went down, but that measure takes into account tax credits for low-income working people. Her conclusion is that government tax policy helped those kids, not, she says, that their parents made more money.
It's a pretty discouraging picture in terms of what people are making. And I think it's not coincidental that there's a lot of talk now about raising the minimum wage in a lot of localities and states.
Another discouraging sign in today's report, median income remained flat. Timothy Smeeting is a professor of economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
No change in median income still means we're creating more jobs, but a lot of those jobs are part-time and pay low wages.
He says it's simple. The most successful poverty fighter for families is better earnings. In New York, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.